is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Several of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks are getting scrutinized, including his choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports.
As first reported by the Washington Post, Hegseth's attorney told CBS News that the Army veteran paid the woman to ward off a baseless lawsuit that would have likely gotten him fired from Fox News, and that she initiated a consensual encounter while Hegseth was intoxicated.
He denies the allegations. No charges were filed. President Biden with a big policy change. He says he now supports Ukraine's use of American-supplied long-range missiles in its battle with Russia. Former U.S. ambassador to Russia John Sullivan told CBS Mornings why the shift.
The increased escalation by Putin, bringing in North Korean troops, really solidifying this as a global conflict with troops from North Korea fighting in Europe. I think that was the last straw for the Biden administration.
A group of neo-Nazis marched in Columbus, Ohio over the weekend.
Less than a dozen white men dressed in black and wearing red masks faced jeers and taunts as they walked through the streets of Columbus, some holding flags with swastikas.
Take your mask off, man.
State leaders released statements of condemnation. City residents were equally appalled.
Most of them are cowards. You know, they don't want to show their faces.
This is not the America that I used to know.
Police say many of those marching were detained after residents called 911, but were later released and no one was arrested. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
A wildfire near the New Jersey-New York border has prompted some voluntary evacuations. This woman got out.
It's kind of like a war zone. You know, you're hearing the helicopters going by, you're seeing the helicopters, you're sitting there wondering, like, am I going to live? How fast does the fire move?
And the fires burned over 5,300 acres. The biggest budget airline in the country has filed for bankruptcy.
Spirit Airlines, known for its ultra-low fares and fees for just about everything else, has filed for bankruptcy after a series of quarterly losses and a failed merger with JetBlue.
Spirit's operating business as usual right now. If you already have a flight for Thanksgiving, you should be fine, as it is going to be a very busy travel time, according to AAA's Aixa Diaz, who tells us when it's expected to be the worst.
Tuesday afternoon is going to be very congested, as well as Wednesday afternoon as well. If you're leaving on those 2 days, try to hit the road as early as possible.
Nearly 80 million people are expected to go somewhere. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Squads will be watching speeds on Sheridan Road. An effort to reduce crashes in Kenosha County has the speed limit dropping today from KR to near Carthage. It's now down to 35. A UTV and ATV crash in Dover injured 4 people over the weekend. 2 were taken to Children's Hospital. Flight for life was needed for one of the victims. A Prius driver escaped serious injury after a rollover crash on Spring Street in Racine County last night. The driver was the only one in the car. They were taken to the hospital for observation. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Racine Unified is considering increasing the cost for the new Red Apple K-8 school. If approved at their next meeting, it would bring the total to almost $37 million. The school's opening has been delayed until January of 2026. And the Racine St. Catharines football team has secured a spot in the state title game Thursday. The Angels will face Baldwin-Woodville in the Division IV state championship game. Kenosha St. Joe's lost Friday in their playoff run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After just 2 years, the Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Wisconsin losing at home to Oregon Saturday, 16-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of things that you can kind of point a finger at. Obviously, it's easiest to talk about the quarterback position, but I just think as a whole, there's just so many of those things that we just got to get better at in order to put ourselves in a position where it's not all on the shoulders of a quarterback.
NFL, the Packers with a dramatic 20-19 win over the Bears after Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks blocked Chicago's attempt to kick the winning field goal.
I'm visualizing myself block the kick. To be honest, I ain't seen nothing. They ran the same formation, and
and I just got penetration and just wanted it more. Got a hand up.
The NBA has fined the Bucks' Doc Rivers $25,000 after complaining about a controversial call by the refs in their loss to Charlotte.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Becoming mostly cloudy today with rain developing this afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain today and tonight. We're talking a half inch or more possible by the time it all winds down early tomorrow. High today, 55. Breezy, 50 tonight. Rain ending, 60. Our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40. WRJN.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pretty, the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night, despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
It was summer in the city. It felt beautiful today, though, walking up to the door here to come into work. It was like, wow, this is nice. But then I realized it's almost over and we're going to be in the winter. So then I got really depressed on a Monday. Who knows? WRJN.
There's something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there. Telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Well, since you put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. Well, Ronnie, you look so fine.
I said, oh.
you'll never hear from them. That just meant it didn't call.
And Domino right here on WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. It's great to be with you this morning. Boy, after a huge sports weekend, right, Rich?
Indeed.
Oh, my goodness. You had games up the Yahoo. You know?
Let's start with Racine St. Catharines.
Yeah.
They're going to the state championship. That's exciting.
That is.
Then you had the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the number one ranked Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall. And they made it a game. They have nothing to be ashamed of. They made
game.
I was really, really impressed with how the Badgers performed. Yes, they didn't get the win, but
They really came close. They played.
They made it very, very competitive.
They didn't play like, we just punched in our time card and now we're going to go out in the field. And they
made it a game, through the fourth quarter and everything up until the very end.
Yep.
It just didn't culminate the way that they were hoping it would.
Yeah, but I was really proud of them. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was a great game to watch. It really was.
And then Go Pack Go at Soldier Field in Chicago.
Did I call it? It was a very close game.
Yes.
It always is with Packer Bears.
The thinnest of margins.
I know it. I really thought the Bears were going to win. I really did at one point.
You were pulling for the Bears to win. That was your prediction.
That was my prediction because they're due a game, but... But the thing is, and being a Packer fan since like 86, when the team was doing poorly, and it was during the Lindy Infante years, the heart attack pack and all that, where they would almost lose and come back for a win. That only lasted one season. But the problem is that no matter how good or bad the Packers are doing, the main goal was to beat the Bears. Because even if you lost every other game, back in the 80s, if you beat the Bears, it was a successful Packers
especially
season.
At Soldier Field. And you know what? I'll tell you this, too. You know who I was following on Facebook this weekend, just keeping an eye on what he was saying about the game?
Ooh.
Our very own Mike Clemens.
He's awesome, isn't he?
Yes.
Yes. I love Mike Clemens.
Absolutely.
He's the one-stop for all sports news. Lives and breathes.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, if Mike Clemens doesn't say it's a game, it's not a game.
He's very honest. He's very, down the middle when he formulates his opinions and everything. So, he calls it like he sees it. So I admire that about Mike.
And you should check him out on Facebook and other sites and listen to him here on WRJN because
absolutely.
He does a great job. He does it top of the hour. We have sports from Mike Clemens. So I can't wait to hear what he's got to say at 10 o'clock. So thank you so much, Rich. Rich LoCascio, her awesome self. Manager, if you ever want to, right? Did I say it right?
Yeah,
you're looking at me like, huh?
I was astounded that you said it right.
No, but I mean, if you ever want to advertise on WRJN, just ask for Rich LoCascio.
Yes,
alrighty, thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Sen.
Your one stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon.
Dawn, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pamper Jeff, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
An important message about your timeshare from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. Contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about timeshare cancellation.
Call 800-611-7272. 800-611-7272.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless is WRJN. Rolling Stones, time is on my side. It's still on their side. 80 years old, still touring. Who knows? Maybe even partying. Well, Mick might not so much because of all of his grandkids and his current kids. I mean, he was a new father like 2 or 3 years ago now. So maybe Mick not so much, but still out there touring. Rolling Stones. Goodness. They had a couple shows at, Soldier Field earlier this summer. Oh, my goodness. You know, and that's probably your earworm today. Time is on my side. That's okay. I'm going to change that for you because today's artist of record. I'm going to play the association as the artist, and someone's going to win an album from them and qualify to win a brand new record player at the end of this week. That's it. This is our final week of this contest. You got to win it. Come on. So the association, you're going to hear that between 11 and 12. Oh, wait a moment. I should have just said between now and 12. I just screwed it up. No. Anyway, Artist of Record is brought to you by Time and Again, Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And like I said, our phone number, 262-634-WRJN. Be my fifth caller. When you hear Cherish. All right, Cherish from the Association. Before noon today here on WRJN as we join the Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The driver of a Prius escaped serious injury after a Racine County rollover crash last night. Kansasville Fire and Rescue say they got a call at around 9:30 to the crash on Spring Street near Hickory Road. The vehicle left the road, struck a utility pole and guy wire before overturning. The driver and only person in the car was taken to the hospital for evaluation. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the cause. Winter weather is knocking, and it just happens to be Winter Weather Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
There were 45 cold-related deaths in the state last year. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says there were 861 emergency department visits and 225 hospitalizations from cold-related illnesses. Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service says the temperatures are about to take a dip.
Yeah, winter is a season that everyone needs to prepare for, even if you're hardy and they have experienced many cold winters. As always, weather's not convenient.
And this is exactly why you'll want an emergency kit with a shovel, sand, or cat litter. And go toss a heavy blanket, extra gloves, hat, and water in the trunk right now. Those are essentials in dire situations. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
U.S. News and World Report has honored a Kenosha County-run nursing home. The Brookside Care Center has received the publication's highly performing rating for 2025. The annual Best Nursing Home Rankings, now in their 14th year, has evaluated over 15,000 nursing homes across the country on various factors. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Becoming mostly cloudy today with rain developing this afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain today and tonight. We're talking a half inch or more possible by the time it all winds down early tomorrow. High today, 55. Breezy, 50 tonight. Rain ending, 60. Our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or chrome, they give us those nice bright colors. They give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all. Take a photograph, so mama don't take
everything looks worse in black and white.
Sits right here on WRJN as we celebrate a Monday. Wait a minute, we're celebrating Mondays now? Oh, I didn't see that in the memo. Here's the Animals and Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be mad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
smoke and we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Love this
listen,
song.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby.
Remember the day I set you free? I told you you could always count on me, darling. From that day on, I made a vow I'll be there when
forgive me.
and gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind. And I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind.
Gone. He had that song off his very first album, James Taylor, came out in 1968. But one of my favorite things about this song is a great song when you're homesick, and that's really what the song is about, homesickness. But now, let's rise and stand for the National Anthem of Mondays. Oh, Mamas and the Papas, WRJM. Sorry.
Monday, Monday, so good to me.
Below me, you don't even know me. I love you.
Time's on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. And speaking of the news, don't mind if I do. CBS National News coming up. Stuart J. Waddles, local news, and Mike Clemens next on WRJN.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn in Rio de Janeiro.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the